So just take a few moments to find your place, to settle, to ease. Find that position of alignment and stillness. And we dedicate this time to ourselves. We dedicate the time on our mat as our most sacred time, where we come home to ourselves. And we only need this little bit of mat space to initiate this time that we have with ourselves. Firstly, to stretch and to ease and to strengthen our physical self, knowing that that leads us closer to our inner self, closer to the inner stillness. And so our focus today is on finding space, light, energy, finding that in our physical practice, that sense of freedom. And then allowing it to lead us to the inner stillness so that we can take it into our daily life. Let your arms drop down by your sides. Roll your shoulders free. Ease your shoulder blades round and down. And just see how you're feeling there. Any tightness, any tension, just releasing. Notice what you're feeling. Have a really good shake of your arms, your hands, your fingers. Just loosening out now. Shake it away. And then when you're ready, rest your palms uppermost, rest your hands openly in a gesture of receiving. Let your palms be open, your fingers soft. Open to receive. Open to being present and aware. Feel the position of your body now. The spine and the pelvis absolutely neutral. Sitting back into the back of your body to feel that support from the deep core muscles. Sending the body weight evenly down through both sit bones, down through your legs and to the center of your feet. Feeling now that the lower body becomes still. The upper body releases. It rises. The spine rises. The shoulders release. The back of the neck lengthens. The head floats over the spine. Your whole self comes into a position of alignment and stillness. We work not only on the physical body, but also on the energy body. And our very important central energy channel runs through the spine. So again, when we're creating the space, movement through the spine, we are opening to receive this energy. Bring your awareness to your face. Start by releasing into the lower jaw. Just moving the lower jaw from side to side, releasing any tightness or tension around the jaw. Squeeze and release your cheeks. Really move your facial muscles around. Stretch your mouth out wide, have a really good yawn. Relax your facial muscles and really let out those yawns. Don't stifle them in any way. It's really important that you notice if you're carrying tension there, because we tend to hold a lot of emotional tension around the jaw. Allow your lips and your teeth to be slightly apart. Your tongue to rest on the bottom of your mouth. As you relax your throat and the insides of your cheeks. Feel that sense of not holding on tightly in any way. Allow the eyes to rest, really softening the muscles around the eyes. Really softening. Let your eyes quieten as you draw your attention inwardly, moving away from all the sensory bombardment. Move away from all the outer distractions. Your practice is your opportunity to move inwardly. Release any tension from between your eyebrows, across your forehead, really softening into the temples and the ears. Be aware of any outer sounds, but don't be distracted by them. As you tuning in, you begin tuning into the rhythm of your breath. It's the simplest and easiest way to begin to quieten your mind. Knowing that in this moment, there is nothing else to do. Simply breathing in and breathing out. Feeling first of all the quality of your breath, the way that you breathe. Begin to establish this deeper abdominal way of breathing without force, without tension. Begin to invite this deeper breath into your body. Knowing again that this is another way to bring in more energy. Let go of any tight, shallow upper body breath. Begin to initiate that deeper way of breathing now. Feel the coolness around the nostrils as you breathe in. Follow the coolness as it touches the bridge of your nose, corners of your eyes, back of your throat. Follow it right down into the lowest regions of your lungs. Feel that awareness. Begin to feel where the lungs really expand, particularly into the back of the body, where most of your lung capacity is. Be aware of that movement and the movement in the upper chest, the upper back, the rib cage. Be aware of the movement down through the diaphragm into the abdomen. We know that the breath only goes into the lungs, but the movement of that breath and the energy of that breath travels through your whole body. So we will keep coming back to this awareness through our practice. Because as you stay and breathe in your postures, you can feel that energy traveling through your body. Feel the whole length and space of the in-breath and where it travels. And then on the out-breath, where does it release? Where does the body let go? Where is the body holding? And you reach into those tight places. And again, as we go through our practice, we'll keep bringing this awareness back, using the breath to release any trapped energy so that we feel this sense of flow and ease. Maybe you need to sigh out through your mouth. Really soften your jaw. Let go. Sink into the pauses at the end of the out-breath. Again, there is spaciousness there, softness. Just a moment to sink into that absolute stillness. as you connect to your very own circle of breath. Inhalation, pause. The exhalation, pause. And from this place of quietness, we begin our practice. If you don't wish to chant Gayatri, just listen and feel the vibrations. And even though we can't hear our whole group chanting, we can still feel this energy and connection. So we chant the mantra Om 3 times, and then we'll chant Gayatri mantra 9 times. So breathe deeply. Om Bhura Bhuvaha Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhura Bhuvaha Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvaha Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvaha Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvaha Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvaha Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvaha Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvaha Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Last time. Om Bhur Bhuvaha Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. And so we bring light, energy, awareness into our practice and into our life. Make sure that you are happy in your seat. Allow your arms to rest down by your sides. Allow your chin to sink down to your chest. Just letting go through the back of your neck. Allow the shoulders to release. Allow the weight of your head to sink down. Notice if you are carrying any tightness or any tension there. Pay attention to your breath. Again, sigh out through the mouth if you need it. Allow your head to float back to the center, stretching the jaw out first as you raise your chin. And really getting into the back of the jaw. See how that feels to stretch and to open. And then when you're ready, slowly lower. Draw the chin back in. Let the chin come right down to the chest, sinking down. Breathe there. Just feel that sense of letting go. And repeat. Let the head float back to the center, stretching the jaw forwards, raising your chin. Easing. Reopen your throat now. And if it makes you yawn, it's really good. It's designed to do that. So allow those yawns to come out. Slowly lower. Now really let go. Feel the weight of your head releases to gravity and you surrender fully. Just breathe. Let the shoulders go. Let the weight of the head go. Breathing into the back of your neck. Sighing out through the mouth if needed. Allow the head to float back to the center. Allow the right ear to sink to the right shoulder. Just let the weight of your head sink to the side. Sinking and releasing. And again, it's gravity that leads you there. So just allow the weight of your head to hang freely. Notice if you're carrying any tension. Just feel that sense of the stretch deepening without you doing anything at all, just allowing the weight of the head to lead you. Slowly turning to your right shoulder now, easing around. As if you're looking over your right shoulder. And then allow your head to float back to the center of the left ear, hanging to the left shoulder now. Just letting go. Let the weight of your head sink down. Really let go. Breathing there. Breathing and easy. Feel that release through the side of your neck. Again, it's gravity that takes you there, especially if it's feeling very tight. Just let it go. And slowly turning to your left now. Easy. You're going to allow your chin to sink right down across the front of your body. Very softly, very slowly, all the way to your right. You reach to your right, make a lovely arc. Raise your chin up, ease and open. Keep it long and spacious, all the way to your left. And left to right in the same way. Do it slowly, do it mindfully with that awareness. Stretch your jaw forwards. Maybe you need to let your head drop back more. That final movement is the scooping back down across the front of your body, very slowly back to your left shoulder. And when you reach there, allow your head to float back into the center, rolling your shoulders free, easing away. So we're going to come right down onto the mat now. I want you to lie down into your constructive rest position, lie on your back, have your knees bent and your feet planted. Let your arms rest down by your sides. So as we come down into this constructive rest position, I want you to feel that you can really nestle your shoulders, nestle your lower back. Just take a moment to feel yourself there. Feel your spine in neutral with the pelvis, just getting into that lovely supported position. So we want to focus on finding freedom, but also really using the breath. So we're going to just move the right arm. The rest of the body stays completely relaxed. On your next in-breath, let the right arm float up into the air, right comfortably behind you, all the way. As you exhale, floating all the way back. Now explore the movement with your breath. So as you inhale, it rises up out of the way, stretching into the tips of the fingers, lifting and opening. As you exhale, release. Remember to really stretch the fingers apart, stretch the thumb. Open up the side of your body. Feel what's going on in your right shoulder. Stretch fully and deeply. Find the pause at the top of the in-breath. Find the pause at the end of the out-breath. The next time the right arm returns, pause and go on to the left in your own breath time. Explore through the left side of the body now, through the open side. Feel that release. Stretch through the left shoulder, through the left arm. Stretch the fingers apart, really stretch the skin on the palm of your hand. Stretch your thumb. Open up through the side of your body, lengthening to the in-breath, releasing to the out. As the right arm returns this time, pause. Next in-breath, taking both arms together, wide and open above your head. Allow your pelvis to gently roll away to find that gentle tilt. Keeping the feet firmly down and the pelvis firmly down, you're just allowing a gentle roll. As you exhale, the arms return, the pelvis releases, the lower back releases. Slow down. Wait for the in-breath. Use the whole length and space of the in-breath. Find the deepest point of your stretch now. And as you exhale, again, it's slow release, moving all the way back. Feel that surrender and softness. So let's do one more round, your own breath time. On your return, rest your arms. Allow your breath to find its own rhythm. Just observing as you come back. Knowing, feeling all the sensations of using your breath to reach into any tightness. Remember, you can sigh out through the mouth. Draw your right knee in over your chest. Let it drop out to the side. Circle down into the right hip, massaging into the right hip joint. See how it feels there. Gently easy. And again, every single time we do this movement, it will feel different. So we want to really observe that. Rest the knee in over the chest. We're going to work those hip flexors. So wait for your in-breath. Work as strongly or as softly as you wish. As you press up into the heel, stretch the fingers towards the toes. Raise your head off the floor if it feels good. As you exhale slowly, you lower, floating it all the way down. Strong from the center. Wait for that second in-breath to rise. Really stretching out along the mat, pressing into the heel, stretching into the fingers, lengthen fully. As you exhale, float it back, thigh rolls out, release. Pause and observe, take a breath. And repeat on the right side, in your own breath time. Explore it from the hip to the heel, from the shoulders to the tips of the fingers. Work strongly if it feels good. Work softer if you need to. Really exploring that whole movement through the right side of your body. Wait for the next in-breath to rise. Pressing along the mat, really press into the right heel, stretching into the fingertips, lengthen fully, and then completely let it go. Let the thigh roll out and rest. And observe how it feels to really let go. Draw the right knee in, let it drop out to the side, circle down into the right hip. Massage again, a little more. See how it feels now. And we're going to take it into that gluteal stretch, so right ankle resting onto left thigh. Pause it there, see how that feels. Remember, you go as gently or as strongly as you wish, but again, you're working to your maximum stretch, so don't go beyond that stretch. Don't raise your head off the floor unless it feels really comfortable to go there. Nice deep breaths. Really use your breath to relax your lower back, to reach in to those gluteal muscles. And when you want to let go, return both feet to the mat and observe. Right side to left side. So now we're going to work through the left side of the body, draw the left knee in, let it drop out to the side, circle down into the left hip. Might feel a little easier, maybe feel a little tighter. Just try to really explore. Feeling in, feeling to what is needed. And we're going to work that lovely deep hip flexor. So remember again that we hold a lot of emotional tension within the hip flexor. So work to your maximum. Wait for your in-breath, pressing up into the left heel, stretch the fingertips towards the toes. As you exhale, the arms float away behind you as the leg floats all the way down. Strong from the center. That second in-breath is really powerful. Stretching out along the mat, pressing into the heels, stretching into the fingers. Really use your whole body. As you exhale, let it go. Thigh rolls out, arms release, pause. Repeat on the left side in your own breath time. Try to really feel the whole stretch, the whole length of the breath. Work to your maximum. Try to find those pauses now. So the length of the breath grows, the pauses grow. So you're holding the stretch for a little longer, without strain, without force. At the end of that final out breath, just let go. Thigh rolls out, arms release, take a breath. And then draw the left knee and let it drop out to the side, circle, massage into the left hip, easing and opening. I'm going to hold the gluteal stretch on the left side, so left ankle to right thigh this time. Pausing it there, see how it feels. Holding that stretch now. Taking in as far as you want to go. Try to work in slowly. Stay with the awareness of your breathing. As your breath deepens, you might find the stretch becomes a little easier. Hold it for a little longer and just feeling those muscles easing out. It's a really joyful feeling. When you are ready to let it go, come back into center and hug your knees. Just gently rock over your spine, gently rocking. Little roll side to side. So we're going to come up to a seated position and we're going to work our first rotation. So make sure that you have support that you need. Maybe you want cushions under your sit bones. So feeling the sit bones, legs outstretched. Again, remember you can use some support where you need it. You're going to leave your right leg outstretched, tuck your left foot in. Bring your right hand behind you for support. Left hand just resting around the left thigh. So watch that you're not leaning. Try and keep that awareness of length. Feel your sit bones lengthening right to the crown of your head. And you're going to really work from the inside to the outside with your breath. So close your eyes when you're ready. Inhale and lengthen. As you exhale, drawing up through the pelvic floor, through the abdominal muscles, you slowly start to turn. Take as many breaths as you need to make that movement. Remember, you're really massaging internally, really working through the kidneys, the liver, the adrenal glands, particularly the intestines, really massaging your lungs, your hearts. Start to feel the shoulder drawing back. Start to feel the head turning towards the shoulder. And when you've reached that final place, I want you to stay a breath, keeping the right foot active and engaged. On your next in-breath, you return slowly. Leave the legs where they are, just swapping your arms. Right hand comes to left leg, left hand goes behind you, and you continue on to the left side, lengthening fully as you exhale, drawing up, drawing in, slowly beginning to turn. Draw up that power. Use those core muscles. Use your breath. Feel that squeeze now into the spinal muscles. Feel the shoulder gently drawing back. Let the head follow. Stay a breath in that final destination. When you're ready to undo, it's the in-breath that leads you back slowly. Stretch both legs out on return. And just have a little rock, put your hips into neutral release. And then we swap over. So left leg outstretched, right leg tucked in. Really nestle the leg in close to the body as you can. That left foot stays really active. The left leg is really active. Right hand comes behind you for support. Left hand to right knee. And we're going back to the right side. Inhaling and lengthening as you exhale, drawing up, drawing in. Slowly we start to turn. That should feel a little easier this time as you begin to move. Take it slowly. Work with your breath. Really feel that power coming up through the core muscles now. Each time you exhale, you're engaging through the pelvic floor. You're engaging through the abdominal muscles. Feel the shoulder drawing back. The head follows. Feel the squeeze into the spine. When you're ready to undo, the in-breath that leads you back very slowly, leaving the legs exactly where they are and just swapping your arms. And continue onto the left side in exactly the same way. Inhale, lengthen fully right to the crown of the head as you exhale, drawing up, drawing in. Slowly you start to turn, taking it as deeply as you can. Without force, without strain, we want to really work from the inside to the outside. Feel the power of your breath now. Remember, we're bringing that energy, but we also have that sense of release. When you're ready to undo, come back slowly to center. Feel the rotation as you undo it and release. So we're going to fold forward. So you might feel that you want to put some support under your knees for a little bit of softness. You might want to let the knees drop open more with this movement, but we're going to try to really lengthen the spine as much as possible. Bringing the hands down by the sides, feel your sit bones. You're going to lengthen fully. Now we do as we did last week, we're going to work it dynamically and then we're going to stay. And when you're in your final position, you might want to use that double exhalation to really sigh out through the mouth. So let's work it dynamically. As you inhale, you lengthen, exhale, sigh out, let it go. Inhale, rising up. As you exhale, sink it down. Inhale, rise, exhale, release. Keep it flowing. Final time, lifting up on your in-breath right out of your waist. Now sinking down, soft elbows, we're gonna stay. Relax your head and neck. Be where your body allows. And I want you to stay there. To be there and to breathe there. If it feels too strenuous to have the legs out front, let them drop out to the side, keep it softer. But try to really relax the whole of your spine. Really let go. Let your head go. Let your knees soften. Let your hips soften. Now take your awareness into the back of your body. Remember that most of your lung capacity is there. So we want to really work into the back of the lungs. Feel the expansion as you inhale. Feel the awareness into the back of the heart space. Any tightness between the shoulder blades. Any tension that you are holding there. Sigh it out. Let it go. Sink in a little more. Releasing any trapped energy. We want to feel that lightness and ease and release. On your next in-breath, sweep the arms up slowly. Rising up all the way back to center as you exhale, release, relax. We're going to come right back down onto the mat to work into our bridge pose. So lie down slowly, peeling down. Heels in line with your sit bones. Shoulders wide and open, back of the neck nice and long. Really nestle your feet. Connect into your feet. Draw your chin down towards your chest. The back of your neck is nice and long. We're going to work it dynamically and then we're going to stay. So you can let the arms move at the same time or you can keep them down by your sides. Inhale, floating up, right into the shoulders. As you exhale, peeling down. Do it slowly, do it mindfully with your breath. Rising up on your in-breath to your maximum place, peeling down on the out. So really feeling the awareness of movement through your spine and your breath is leading. Rising up on your in-breath, find the pause as you exhale all the way down. We're going to do one more and then we're going to stay. If it feels good, let your arms float up above your head or clasp them underneath the body. Stay and breathe. Find your point of balance and stillness. Now focus on your breath. Find the awareness of your breath in this practice. So feel now the breath rises from the belly to the ribs to the upper chest. The upper chest rises towards the chin. You can feel the awareness through the front and the back of the spine. When you want to lower, leave your arms above your head so that you can peel down really softly, really slowly, feeling the release all the way down. And then release your arms. Pause, take a breath, adjust your feet. If you want to work a little deeper, bring your heels in closer. Any pressure in your knees, move it farther away. And so we're going to repeat that. We're going to work it dynamically and then we'll stay. So engaging from your feet. As you inhale, you float it up. As you exhale, float it down. Just feel the awareness of your breath leading. Try to be fully absorbed in the breath and the movement. You want to find that lightness and ease and spaciousness, but also that strength. So as we come to this next pose, we're going to stay. We're going to stay in our balance and breathe. So find that place of strength and stillness. Feel the awareness of being really rooted and grounded, but also where the body just floats and is supported from the core muscles. Let your breath really move through your whole body now. And when you want to lower, just listen, come down in your own time, peeling down slowly. On your return, we take it straight into our pelvic tilt to counterpose, so curling and releasing with the rhythm of your breath. Let it flow with the rhythm of your breathing now. As you inhale, finding your tilt. As you exhale, curling back. Really flex your feet as the knees come in. Massage your spine. If it feels good, let your head rise towards your knees. Really massage your whole body. And the next time the knees come in, hug your knees, relax your head, circle down into your lower back. Starting off with small circles, and then when it feels good, taking it into that bigger movement. You can let your knees drop open, circling, easing, massaging down. If it feels good, let your arms rest above your head. Let your lower body really go out for a roll on its own. Get the circulation flowing. Get the energy flowing. Take it in both directions, rolling and circling. Feel the lightness in your lower back. Now as you come back into the center, do the same with your ankles. Rotate your ankles, stretch your toes, get into the soles of the feet. We're going to come up to a hands and knees position. So if you need that support under your knees, put it in place. We're going to start in a nice neutral table. And we're going to do a little toe tuck. So we're tucking the toes under, taking the body weight back. But really stretch your toes apart. Take the body weight back over the toes. That starts to increase the stretch. The intensity gets a little deeper. If it feels really strong, you won't want to go any further than that. But if it feels really good and really easy, you can drop back over the heels, keeping the toes tucked under. We're getting good at this. We've been practicing this for many, many weeks now. So don't go there unless it feels really good. Stay with the lower position, just really getting that lovely toe stretch. When you're ready to release, it's always really joyful. Give your feet a little shake out, come back into the center. So we're going to bring the right knee forwards. And we're going to do another hip circle. So little hip circles. Just bringing the right knee forwards carefully and circling. Easy. Just another way again of releasing down into the gluteal muscles, into the hip joint, creating that space, openness. Bring that leg back into the center carefully. Just have a little rock side to side. Feel all that lovely fresh blood supply coming into your hip joint. And then we take it on to the left. So bringing the left foot forwards, little circles into the left hip. We want to really keep that freedom, the circulation, the ease in the hip joint. But always allowing the movements to be mindful. Coming back into the center. Again, just a little rock, little ease. Just feel that lovely, fresh openness in your hip joint. So we're going to work our cat stretch. So knees directly underneath the hip joints. Hands slightly further forwards of the shoulders, really spreading out the fingers. Feeling and finding that neutral table. As you start to look forwards, draw the shoulder blades down your back. And then start to feel the extension down the back. And as you inhale, increase that movement. Wait for your out-breath to draw the pelvic floor in, the tailbone in, the pelvis. Drawing up into the center as deeply as you can. And then let your head go. Wait for the in-breath to return. So you're extending fully down your back. Try and use the whole length and space of your in-breath to make that movement. As you exhale, drawing up deeply into the center, find your pause. Work it slowly with the rhythm of your breathing. This is one of the most amazing back movements for strengthening, but also releasing. Feel now that you're really flexing and extending the whole of your spine with your breath. We're going to do one more round. As we go into the final round, you're going to hold that deep flexion. And just stay there for a moment, drawing up even more. Let your head go. Breathe out again into the back of your body, the back of your lungs. Create that space between your shoulders. Feel the spinal muscles stretching away from the spine. Now hold that roundness as you slowly move back towards your heels. Take it slowly back. Breathing and releasing all the way until you reach your heels and rest. Just relax your forearms for a moment. Let your knees be a little wider if it feels good. And just breathe out across your lower back, observing. And so we're going to take that into our first balance. So we come back to our neutral table. Knees directly underneath the hip bones. So we just go through the same steps, taking the right foot out to the side, resting onto the toes. Get your balance first, don't rush through the steps. Then take your left arm out. Then get your balance fully, let the core muscles really start to engage And then if it feels good, take your right foot just a couple of inches off the floor and keep breathing, holding the balance. Stay with it for a few breaths if you can. Stretching into the left hand, pressing into the right foot. That helps with your balance. When you're ready to release, come back to center, pause. Little rock side to side, little release. Take the left foot out behind you now. Rest onto the toes. Get your balance. Take your right arm out. Get your balance, don't rush it. Then take your heel off the floor if it feels good. Might feel very different on this side. Stay with your breath. Find your center of balance and stillness. Release it slowly when you're ready. Have a little rock side to side, a little release. And we're going to repeat. So right foot out behind you, resting onto the right toes. Get your balance. Left arm. Stay parallel to the floor. Stay pressing out into the heel as you lift the foot off the floor. Keep breathing. Now really feel your breath fills your body, fills the shape of the posture. You find more stillness and strength this time. Come back to center when you're ready. Don't hold too long. Don't create tension. Little rock, little ease. And final time, going on to the left side now. Left toes out behind. Then your right arm. If you go through these stages, you won't lose your balance in the same way. You'll find that the core muscles really stabilize you. Finding that point of balance. Keep breathing. Really breathing out from the tips of the fingers right down to the sole of your foot. You are strong in the center. Now this time as you come back, take the knees wide, drop the body weight right back to the heels, and you're going to scoop it. Rocking out from hip to hip. Head and neck completely relaxed. Really get that wonderful release. So we go from a very static position to a very fluid one and release the energy of the practice. If it feels good, you might want to pause on one side and really breathe around the hip and then take it to the other side and do the same. Scooping side to side, hip to hip. And then taking it into a figure of eight. So imagine the figure of eight on your mat, roll your upper body, scoop your lower. Rolling and scooping. Feeling that awareness now of bringing the whole body in, really waking up the body now. Get that energy flowing. If you haven't already, go back in the opposite direction, change direction, go back the other way, rolling and scooping. And then just drop back to your heels for a moment to rest. Find your rest position. Just release, soften across your lower back. And again, just observing all the sensations. So we're going to work now more deeply into those spinal muscles. Now we're nice and warm. We're going to work into our cobra pose first of all, and then into up dog, down dog. So the difference with the cobra pose is that the pelvis, from the navel down, the lower body doesn't move. We're really working from the navel up. So I just want to remind you that as you come up, you're really only working the upper spine, so the thoracic, the cervical, the palms will come underneath the shoulders, the heels come together, the forehead rests, the shoulders are relaxed. As you inhale, leaning with the chin, pressing into the palms, elbows stay well bent so that you can stay and work with your breath. When you're ready to lower, you peel down very softly, very slowly. Rest your head, heels drop open, and then you continue. And then we'll drop back to the heels, and then we will work into our up dog. So it's a completely different movement because the pelvis is up off the floor and the upper body is raised. So then we'll work from there into our down dog. So I want you to lie down on your mat. Use some support if you need it. Rest your forehead. Bring your palms directly underneath your shoulders. Heels come together. Now you're going to work with your breath. So wait for your in-breath. Lead with your chin. Start to press into the palms, leading the upper body. See if you can stay a breath or two. Keep the elbows well bent. When you're ready to lower, you go down on the out-breath. Peel down slowly. Pause. Let your heels drop open. Take a deep breath. And we're going to repeat that slowly in your own time. You only come up on the in-breath, leading with the chin. Now really bring your shoulder blades right down your back. Relax your shoulders. Keep the elbows well bent. Remember, we're really working just from the navel up. Good. When you're ready to lower, you just come down really softly, really slowly. We're going to do it twice more. So a little bit dynamic in this cobra pose, but no rushing, just feeling. Feel where you're strengthening. Should feel a little easier this time as you come up. Keep the shoulders really relaxed. See if you can really bring your shoulder blades down your back. We're going to do one more round in your own breath time. So we're not powering up. We're really feeling that the strength comes from the abdominal muscles. The lower body stays really connected into the floor so that we can squeeze and release through the spine. Now the heels drop open, relax, turn your head to the side, take a deep breath. Move up onto your hands and knees, take your body weight right back to your heels, pause. Keep the arms outstretched and the arms to the width of the mat. Really engaged into the palms and the fingers. We're going to work into up dog, down dog. So as we move into the up dog, feel the difference. You press into the palms, you lead the body weight forwards, the pelvis is up off the floor. The upper body is totally engaged now. Breathe there. Stay a breath or two, really feeling that awareness of length and space. Roll back, tuck your toes under. Let the legs do the work as you roll through into your down dog. Sinking down into the heels, remember use your legs to go there, that will give you that extra space in the upper back. Now try and really stay and breathe in your down dog. So really working. When you drop back to your heels, you rest, pause, keeping the arms outstretched, and you're going to keep it flowing now, up dog, down dog, in your own breath time. You don't have to stay too long in any one place, but what I want you to do is really work your breath now. I want you to really feel your breath through the front and the back of your body, the front and the back of your spine. Start to really work the back of your lungs when you can really feel it. As you go into the down dog, you'll really feel that awareness. Breathing into those spinal muscles, sinking down into the heels. Feel the work that's going on. Now, if you want to bring in a little bit of extra strengthening, you can work from your toes. You can do a stronger up dog, down dog. Let's flow a few more rounds. Keep it softer, keep it more flowing if that feels more comfortable for you. And then when you're ready to rest, drop back to your rest position and relax. Looking really good. When you come back to your rest position, really soften across your lower back. Take your knees wide. Relax your shoulders, relax your arms, relax your wrists. And take a moment to breathe across the whole back of your body now. Breathe and ease. So we're going to do one final movement on the hands and knees position. We're going to do our lovely dragon pose. So we start from our neutral table position, knees directly underneath the hip bones, walking the hands slightly to the left, bringing the right foot forwards. So let's do this together. So we've got it in steps. So that's our starting position. And you already start to feel quite a strong stretch through the hamstrings, through the gluteal muscles. Now come up onto the toes of the left foot, slide and shimmy that left leg back as far as it will go, and then bring the left leg down. So now we have that stretch through the hip flexor. Let your head go, soften your elbows, sinking in as far as your body allows. And we're going to be here to breathe. So I want you to really stay with it. If you're very flexible and you want to go a little deeper, you can come right down onto the forearms. Only go there if that feels really comfortable to go there. Otherwise, just stay with the palms connected. Sinking in. Stay with it and breathe there. Really breathe now. Send your breath right down into the pelvis, right down into that hip joint. Notice that it will begin to release. You can sink in a little more. And then when you're ready to come out, move the body weight into the back leg, carefully release the right leg, and go back to your rest position. Pause there for a moment. And observe. So it is pretty fierce, it is quite strong. So moving gently, when you're ready, come back to your neutral table position. Walk the hands slightly to the left. Bring the left foot forwards. That's your starting position. Just staying there for a moment, just feeling it, finding it. Now, it might feel very different as you go this way. Coming up onto the toes of the left foot, you're going to slide it back as far as you can. Lie the leg down, bring the knee down, make sure that knee has support. And then let the head go. Soft elbows, sinking in. Staying with it. We're going to stay and breathe. So it may feel very different on this side. Try to just be there and release and relax, sinking in as much as you can. Try and be still and focus on your breath. So those hip flexors get very, very tight. We spend a lot of our lives sitting, so it feels much more challenging to go this way. When you're ready to release, move the body weight back, dropping back into your rest position and resting. Sit back to your heels and pause and breathe. Rest your shoulders, relax totally across your lower back. We're going to come up to a standing position. We're going to come up through our squat. We're going to do a squat and dangle. Always good on a Saturday morning. So if you like a really challenging squat and you feel really comfortable to bring the both feet right down to the floor, you can go quite wide. You need to go quite wide with the legs, quite wide with the feet. If that's not comfortable, you might want to be on the balls of the feet, have some support in front of you, so that you can just, again, really start to feel that openness. So our key practice is really working across the lower back, working these gluteal muscles, working into these adductor muscles. If you like the full squat, you can drop right back, bringing the outer upper arm inside the leg, pressing the palms together, and just that will press the knees open a little more, and that just gives you a much deeper stretch across your lower back. Nice deep breaths, breathing freely and deeply. We lost you, Gillian, for a moment there. You were frozen on the screen. So we're going to dangle. I'll show you to remind you. Palms to the floor, lift your sit bones, let your head go, little rock, soft knees. So release your squat when you're ready. Release it. Sit bones go up, head goes down. When you're ready, you're going to come right back down to that squat position. Now, it should feel a little easier as you come down this time. See how it feels to go there. A little bit more openness. Feel the movement through the outer hip, across the lower back, looking good. Now, can you really just focus on your breath? Send your breath right down into the pelvis. Send the breath right down into your belly, down into your lower back. Feel your whole body breathing. And then release it. Hands come down, head goes down, sit bones go up, have a little dangle. Whole of the upper body completely relaxed. Now to undo this, you're going to uncurl very softly, very slowly. As we come up to a standing position, just uncurl it carefully. Undo, unravel. Come up slowly, come up carefully. As you come up to standing, I want you to stand with the feet directly underneath the hip bones. Spread out your feet, find your center. Feel that your body weight is nice and even down through the hip bones, down through into the center of the feet. So the body weight is really even. The spine and pelvis come into neutral. We're going to work, first of all, into our palm tree sequence. So the lower body wants to be really grounded. You've got roots coming out from your waist. So step the feet out just a little bit wider than hip distance apart. So you don't need to see my feet. I want you to see my upper body. So clasp your hands. Now again, this is about flowing with the rhythm of your breath. As you inhale, you draw up to the heart center. As you exhale, press away. Inhale and lengthen. As you exhale, soften to the side, relax your head and neck. Breathing in back to center. As you exhale, over. Sinking in. Breathing in back to center. As you exhale, rotate. Maintain that length and space through your spine. Inhale back to the center. As you exhale, around. Keep your feet really grounded. Inhale back to the center. As you exhale, the elbows really wide. Pause, take a breath. Next up breath, you bend your knees and you float around, turning the head over the shoulder. A little deeper in the rotation as you inhale back to center, exhaling around. Let your head follow. Wait for the in-breath to lead you all the way back up to the top. Press your palms away. As you exhale, bend the knees. Drop the sit bones back, sweep your hands onto your lower back. Pause there, let your breath settle. Let the legs do the work now. As you start to stretch the arms away behind you, you can naturally begin to let the upper body pour down. If it feels good, you can go all the way down. Stay halfway if it's more comfortable. Now really breathe there. Breathe into the back of your body. Breathe into the back of the heart space. Pressing into the feet. Sweep the arms through by the ears. Pressing all the way up. Strong from the center. And release. Roll your shoulders. Relax. Now this time, we're going to take the feet out to the width of the mat. We're going to do the same sequence with the feet wider still. So, clasping the hands, lower body rooted and grounded. Wait for your in-breath to draw it up. As you exhale, press away. Wait for the in-breath to lift and lengthen. As you exhale, sinking to the side, relax your head and neck. Breathing in back to center as you exhale, over. Inhale back to the center as you exhale, rotate. Maintain that length and space. Breathing in back to center as you exhale, around. Breathing in back to center, release the elbows really wide. Next out breath, bend the knees so that you can rotate more. You're floating around, let your head follow. Wait for the in breath to float. As you exhale, release. Breathing in all the way back up to the top, press the palms away. As you exhale, bend the knees, drop the sit bones right back. Rest your hands at your lower back. Now again, let the legs do the work. You're going to fold through those lovely hip flexors. Maybe you feel that you can go a little deeper this time. Bend your knees more. Allow that release from your waist, pouring the shoulders forwards. Breathe freely and deeply. When you're ready to return, sweep the arms through by the ears, strong from the feet, powering up through your legs, all the way up. As you exhale, release, and then release. Relax, roll your shoulders, release your legs. Be at the back of your mat with your feet hip distance apart. So we're going to work the three warriors. So we're going to bring in all those elements of strength and balance and stillness. So I just want to run through this really quickly. So the upper body stays very neutral. The lower body stays very neutral. The lunge stays really strong. So with our in-breath, we're staying in this position, taking a few breaths here. Then we're going to work into warrior two in the same way. And then as we rotate back to center, we step the back foot forwards. And then we're going to take it into our balance. So you might just want to keep your toes resting on the floor. You might want to go a little further in and explore. You might want to go further still. If you've got a chair or a wall or a shelf, you can use it. And then coming back to neutral. So we're going to be at the back of the mat, feet hip distance apart, and you're going to step forwards with your right foot. So a comfortable step forwards. Both feet rooted and grounded. Now the front knee, your right knee stays well bent, the knee stays over the ankle. The back heel stays firmly down. Lifting and lengthening through the center of the body. Open your chest now. Take a deep breath in as we come into warrior one. As you exhale, sinking in, holding that lunge position now. Nice deep breaths. If it feels too short, finding that strength. Now we release the arms slowly. Get your balance first. You're going to rotate slowly to your left. Left arm leading around. We're holding warrior two. Turn to look back along your front arm. Draw your left hip back, hold your body weight in the center, draw up through the pelvic floor, keep breathing. Breathe right out to the tips of your fingers as you exhale down into both feet, strong and steady. As you inhale, come all the way up to the top, relax the breath now, step the back foot in slightly, rest the back toes, bend the supporting knee. Get your balance first, then you can go gently in to a slightly deeper balance, pressing into that back foot for support. Keep your breath slow and steady. Find your center of balance and stillness. Even if it's a bit wobbly, it doesn't matter. Just let the core muscles work. When you're ready to come back, just release the leg gently, hands to the heart center, and release. Good. A bit of shelf works very well, Heather. So coming back to the back of your mat, I've got a fireplace here. I can use my fireplace. You can practice with your fireplace. You've got wall space. So there's lots of things that you can do to really explore this movement. Windowsill is very good for warrior three. So fingertips relaxed, feet relaxed, standing tall, being at the back of your mat, feeling that strength from the center. Step forwards with your left foot. So remember, when we're in our warrior practice, we want to feel that energy, that vitality, that strength, that power. Hold the lunge. Make sure that you are not on a tightrope. Make sure that your feet are hip distance apart. Lifting and opening into the upper chest as we move into warrior one, sinking into our lovely lunge. Nice deep breaths as you inhale, you're lifting up out of the waist. As you exhale, sinking into that lunge a little deeper. Keep your breath slow and steady. Really feel your body breathing, feel the energy of your breath. Now, take your arms out slowly to the side. Get your balance. You're going to rotate slowly to your right. Really feeling that movement now. Turn to look back along your front arm. Keep your breath slow and relaxed as you inhale. Breathe right out to the tips of your fingers as you exhale, sinking down into both feet, holding that lunge. Rotate slowly back. Bring the palms together. Step the back foot in slightly. Bend the supporting knee. Maybe you want to stay there, or maybe you want to explore going a little deeper. Finding your balance here. Keep your breath nice and relaxed. Try and find your center of strength. Perfect. When you're ready to release it, come back to the center. Bring both feet together and relax. One side will always feel better than the other. Have a little shake out. Bring your feet back to neutral. Drop your arms down by your sides. So now we're going to really work those hip flexors with our forward fold. And I thought we'd do it a little bit dynamically. I'm just going to tilt my camera down a little bit more. Do it dynamically and then stay in our forward fold. So as we've been following that dynamic movement, so feet rooted and grounded, hip distance apart, standing tall. And again, this is a really good opportunity to exhale out through the mouth if you want to. So soften the knees as you inhale, you're going to lift. Inhale, sweep it up, bend the knees. Let your arms just float up. Inhale, up. Let it go. Breathing up, really power up through your legs and keep it going. We're going to do one more round dynamically. Really stretch with your in-breath. Now we're going to stay. Let your arms hang down. Working in your forward fold with your breath. Let your head go, let your arms go. Let the whole of your spine hang free now. Soften the knees more if you need to. Deep breaths. Nice deep breaths. Really feel that movement now of breath through the front and the back of your body. Space. Freedom, strength, and stillness. When you're ready to return, wait for the in-breath, pressing into the feet, sweep up, strong from the center, coming all the way back, and then release. Roll your shoulders, soften your knees, and we're going to do that once more. So it's a great way to really get the energy going and really feel that sense of release. So wait for your in-breath, lifting up. Let it go. Power up with your in-breath from your feet. Let it go. Really blow out through the mouth. Work it dynamically. Let it go. Twice more. Really let go. And on that final time, you're going to stay again. Let your arms hang. Let your head go. Let your upper body really sink now. Spine sinking. Now let your breath settle. Really breathing out through the front and the back of your body. Let yourself hang. Totally let go. Bend your knees more. Maybe you want to bring in a little bit of movement. Whatever feels good. Now this time we're going to uncurl very slowly. You're going to leave your arms resting. Hanging by your sides. Hanging from the shoulders. You can sway, you can roll up, you can move your shoulders, you can let it be really intuitive. Or just curl slowly. Let your head come up last. So it's really fluid, it's really free. Good. Rolling all the way back up. Once your head has returned, pause, take a deep breath, sinking your body weight right down into your feet. Just pause for a moment. Just stand back into the stillness. Come right back into that place of stillness, and balance, and strength. Feeling that you are rooted and grounded, feeling that you surrender into your body. You claim your space. Feeling that inner power, but also that lightness, ease, and freedom. So we're going to come down back onto the mat, and we're going to do our final rotation, then we will rest. So if you do want to put any socks on or any extra layers, do that now. I want you to come back to your constrictive rest position. We're going to do our supine twist. So lying on your back, have your knees bent and your feet planted. And you're going to take your arms out to shoulder height. Palms up or palms down, whichever you're comfortable. So just take your necessary shoulders, necessary back. Knees and feet together. If you want to work that deeper rotation, bring your knees in over your chest. Otherwise, keep your feet to the floor. Take a deep breath in as you exhale the knees down to the right. Turn your head softly to the left. And we're going to stay and breathe there. Really send your breath now out into the open side. Feel the awareness of breathing out into the back of your body. Breathing out into the back of the ribs, back of the lungs. Breathing out into the space, into the side of your waist, into all the spinal muscles. As you exhale, feel the weight of your arms and your legs really sinking, the weight of your head sinking. On your next in-breath, moving back to center, take the knees down to the left, turn the head softly to the right this time. As we stay and breathe again with the same awareness, breathing out into the open side, breathing out into the space, remember to use your supports where you need them. Breathe out freely and deeply into the back of your body. Really breathe out into the spinal muscles, breathe to the back of your lungs. Feel that openness and expansion. As you exhale, let go, release, relax. Really softening around your spine. Breathing in, moving back to center, hug your knees. Just gently rock side to side now, rocking, easing. Rolling over your spine. Maybe circling too, if that feels good. And then when you're ready, we're going to come into our rest position. So you may feel comfortable stretching your legs right out along the mat. We might want to keep your knees bent with your feet planted. If it's more comfortable, turn around so you can have your head closer to your device so that you can hear me freely. You don't need to see me now. Use the supports that you need under your head, your knees, your lower back. If you're happy, take your hands away from your body with your palms uppermost. Otherwise, rest your hands around your navel. Taking a moment now just to soften and to settle. Feel the awareness of becoming still. This is the opportunity to let your body absorb the energy of this practice, the energy of your breathing. Allow yourself to settle now into this stillness, into this quietness. Feel the whole weight of your body is supported. There is nothing else to do in this moment. Just breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Feel the quality of your breath now. Feel your whole body breathe. From the soles of your feet to the crown of your head. Into every muscle, joint, into every cell. Your whole body breathes. You breathe in that energy, that lightness and ease. And as the weight of your body is supported, you can release any final unwanted tensions. Let them go with your out-breath. Breathing in. Breathing out. Feeling the edges of your body beginning to soften. And the muscles softening around the bones. Softening into all the joints and ligaments. Feel the spaciousness there and the softness through all the connective tissue in your body. Breathing in, breathing out. Feel it traveling through your whole body now. It should allow the weight of your head to soften, softening through the scalp, through the back of your neck. Soften your mouth, your lips and your teeth slightly apart. The tongue resting on the bottom of your mouth. As you relax your throat and the insides of your cheeks, feeling the spaciousness there, the deep softness, feeling all the facial muscles softening around the features, softening around your eyes. Muscles, back of the eyes, really resting now, drawing in all your senses, drawing in all your senses, feel the eyes quieting, feel the skin on your face is smooth. Whole of your face and the whole of your head can be soft and relaxed as you breathe in and you breathe out, allowing your mind to be calm and clear. Feel the weight of your shoulders sinking, releasing into the shoulder joints. Into the upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, palms of the hands and the fingers. Just releasing the weight of your arms, really softening into the whole weight of your spine. Surrendering into the deepest muscles in your back. The whole of your back. The whole of your back can be soft and relaxed. Breathing in. Breathing out. Softening into the upper chest. Ribcage, into all the internal organs. Feel the spaciousness there. Feel the softness in your lower back. To the center of the pelvis. Into all the pelvic organs. Feel the spaciousness. Feel the softness into both hips, thighs, knees, lower legs, ankles, soles of the feet and the toes. As you breathe in and you breathe out, let your whole body whole body. Let your whole body surrender in to this moment of deep healing stillness. Let your whole body surrender in to this moment of deep healing stillness. When your physical body is very still and your breath is slow, your mind can be calm, clear, and rested. Come home to yourself. So I'd like you now to take a nice deep breath, breathing back into the awareness of this very present moment. Breathing back into the awareness of your whole physical self. As you begin to ease, to stretch, to move in your own way, bringing your awareness back to your body, just back into this very present moment. When you're ready, rolling over onto your right-hand side, just to pause for a moment. Pausing to observe body, mind, and breath. My soul is inside and outside. The light is everywhere. My true need is to know myself as my soul knows me. Through our physical practice, we can find this space and light, energy and freedom. It leads us home, back to the inner sanctuary of healing, to the inner stillness. When we can find this within our physical practice, we can easily then bring it into our daily life, letting it support us and sustain us. And so when you're ready, moving back just to an easy seat. Don't rush, don't come up too quickly. And as you come back, just to an easy seat, let your arms drop down by your sides. And see how it feels when you come back to your seated position. Just be relaxed there. When you're ready on your next in-breath, stretching up right to the center. As you exhale slowly down, and repeating, inhale fully. As you exhale down through the center of your body, trusting your own inner wisdom, speaking your own truth, resting in your heart space. We'll chant our closing chant, and we'll chant the mantra Om together 3 times, knowing that even though we can't hear each other, we feel this deep connection of energy. So closing chant. Satyam Saranam Gacchami, Yogam Saranam Gacchami, Sangam Saranam Gacchami, Satyam Yogam Sangam Saranam Gacchami. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om. As we open our hands, we send out the energy of our class out into this world and to where it is needed right now, sending out this healing energy. As we bring our palms back to our heart center, know that we share this healing energy with the people in our lives. And if there are people in particular in your life who need some very special energy right now, I want you to bring them into your mind and to think of them in this moment and sending them thoughts of distant healing, peace, and freedom. Taking what you need and allowing the energy of this practice to really support you and sustain you. Let it lift your spirits and take you through your day, knowing that when you need it most, all you need to do is pause, connect to your breath, and come back to that inner stillness. Knowing that you have that inner sanctuary of healing, you can return to it again and again. Knowing your practice to support you each and every day, not just on your mat. So I want to say thank you for being here and sharing this lovely virtual space